The Combined Harare Residents Association, CRA, says that two more vehicles costing $190,000 have been added to the City Council's expenses for directors, even though the Council is too cash-strapped to resume full services in the city. CRA calculates that in total, the City Council has spent $353,000 on luxury vehicles. They estimate that this would be enough money to buy water treatment chemicals to supply the entire city of Harare with clean water for almost 6 months. The UN Humanitarian News Agency reports that a new labor migration center opened at the Beitbridge border crossing between Zimbabwe and South Africa will be the first step in implementing an agreement between the respective governments to reduce irregular migration and promote safe, legal migration options. According to the Zimbabwean newspaper, Zimbabwe Broadcasting Holdings has admitted to censoring and banning music seen as not politically correct. The broadcaster made the disclosure in a letter to the lawyers of musician Hosea Chipanga, whose latest album, Hiro Shoko, has been banned from national radio and television. The South African Broadcasting Corporation, SABC, is closing 5 foreign news bureaus. SABC will also scale down its news operations in countries like Zimbabwe, citing cost-cutting measures according to a report in Business Community. AFP reports that Zimbabwe's parliamentary committee, tasked with drafting a new constitution meant to pave the way to fresh elections, has gone on strike after government failed to pay their allowances. The first musical to come out of Zimbabwe looks set to become London's next feel-good hit after opening to packed audiences. Zambezi Express tells the story of Zili, who battles to become a football star. The story was inspired by the approaching 2010 World Cup. Listen to Inzwa Daily for more information on current news and issues.